growing up, we all had hockey cards, but I know a little bit with the generations it's changing. For me, even, I was kind of like, I liked them, but I got older, it wasn't cool to play with them anymore. For you, is there any hockey cards that stood out when you were a kid that you still have, or that you look back and they were the ones that meant something to you?
I had a holographic Matt Sundin card that I kept around, so that was probably my favorite card. And I think he was, when I was younger, I wore number 13, and that was probably one of the main reasons.
So you, I know, someone's going to have a Darnell Nurse rookie card, right? That's going to be their big prize possession. That was the big thing, right? You got to get the guy's rookie card. For you, was there anyone that you had a rookie card now that you look at and say, hey, this might be worth something one day?
Yeah, I didn't really understand the whole concept of a rookie card when I was younger. As I grew up, I think in grade 9, my religion teacher gave me a Shea Weber rookie card. Or not Shea Weber, sorry, Chris Pronger, a rookie card. So that's probably the coolest rookie card I have at the house. So I'm keeping that one.
Yeah, no kidding. That'll be a good one. For the summer so far for you this year, heading back to Edmonton, second development camp for you now. How much different is it now when you've got the draft out of the way and you got another year under your belt and get closer and closer, heading into camp this year after another rookie development camp? How much more confident and just comfortable are you?
Yeah, I think the comfort is a lot different. Knowing what to expect, just go there and give everything you have every day. That mindset doesn't change, but just knowing your surroundings and the people that are going to be there makes it a lot easier to go to camp.
A lot of those guys, it's like year in, year out through Edmonton, it's been a different coaching staff you've went into. 2 years in a row now, you're going to get to go back to camp with a similar coaching staff. How's Dallas been to deal with in the offseason? Do you keep in touch with him much and stuff like that? I know he's a guy himself that's so into fitness and everything else like that. For you, how's it been just the adjustment to playing junior with one coach in Sheldon, but then also you have a guy in the NHL with Dallas too that you keep in touch with?
Yeah, that's a little different. I think at first you don't know really how to juggle it, and different people have different expectations. But at this point now, I'm really comfortable. Both are unbelievable coaches, and I've been really fortunate to really have the support not only of the Sioux Greyhounds but also the Edmonton Oilers. Since I've been a part of the organization, so I think I'm just looking forward to getting to camp and putting it all on display. I mean, I've had every opportunity, every resource this summer to get bigger, stronger and faster, so I think it's just time to go out there and improve it.
So you feel like you're ready to make that step to the NHL next year?
That's my plan. That's my goal. I think if I told you it wasn't my goal, I'd be lying to you. So I'm just gonna go out there and give everything I have.
You mentioned two great organizations. You're lucky to deal with two like that. The Sioux. You look at Kyle Dubas gets a job, who geez, looks like he could be a big brother to us, right?
Yeah.
At that age, a guy like that, how was he to deal with and kind of just, he was almost like a new wave into the hockey world when he came in there. And you guys had a lot of success under him.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Such a great hockey mind, even better person. I think for me, I was really lucky to be a part of his program those past 3 years. And like I said, I think he got everything that he deserved getting that job in Toronto, and I couldn't be happy for him.
The analytics thing gets talked about so much, but Kyle's a hockey guy too. He knows what he's doing, and he obviously knows how to build a team. He did it in Sault Ste. Marie. He brought in a coach in Sheldon that has had success with you guys so far. Does that get overlooked? I think especially in this market when he gets hired in a position like that and everyone wants to talk about the numbers, where this is a guy that's a very good people person as well.
Yeah, I think analytics are always something that's cool, it's new, and everyone wants to be a part of it. But I think for him, he was a scout since he was 16 years old. He knows people, he knows hockey players. I think that's his greatest strength is knowing what's going to fit in and what you're going to have as a player in their development. So I think it definitely probably gets overlooked a little bit because everyone wants to look at the numbers. But, he's like I said, he's just such a smart hockey mind. And with the bright future that he has, I'm looking forward to seeing where he goes.
Are you much of an analytics guy? Do you pay attention to that? I always wonder what the players think of that stuff and how much focus you guys put on it.
I think that was something at first I didn't understand. Once I got the understanding of what a Corsi number is and things like that, I took a little bit more of an interest in it. But the biggest thing is just go out there and execute what your coaches want you to do, and what the game plan is. I think the analytics are a great way to show different results and different things that are going on in the game. But as a player, you just go out there and try to play again.